Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello to you. Welcome, special you. I am your host, Danielle Sachs, and there's another week already. The time is flying, and I am so excited today because I'm talking to Elaine Harrison today. Now, Elaine, I've been connecting with her for quite a while now, and to me, she's really one of these souls that can really bring us a lot of wisdom. She's not just an author. She's a coach. She's a PR expert. She's a developmental editor. She's a media veteran. She has really a distinguished career spanning over 38 years in the media industry and 2 decades of experience as a coach. Now, you can imagine how she is excelling in the realms of writing, coaching, award-winning PR, media production. She is the author of the book, Today is the Day You Change Your Life. And I am excited to talk to her because while we can talk about so many different things, I am sure that we are going to talk a lot about change. That's what interests me. And from stress to authentic success and that journey, you and I know that change is a fact. It's a fact of life. And that is what we need if we want to change anything in our life. That means shift out of it or do something different out of the comfort zone, whatever it is. If we want to have what we want to have, then we need to change things in our life. And Elaine is the right person to talk to. She has inspired so many people already all over the world to achieve personal and professional growth. And she is also the managing partner of Abstract PR. Now, she even made her mark in the realm of television production because she has created powers to bring compelling stories to life on the screen. So it's not just about podcasts and interviews and PR branding. It's also about bringing stories of people to life on the screen. And I really, really like that. Is there anything more important than our life stories so that you out there can listen in, recognize some of it, feel that you're not alone in your stuckness or in your stress? So I really love to talk to Elaine, and that's why we decided to have an interview together. And I just want to say before the break, if you feel like there is a subject between the stress and the authentic success that you want me to talk about so that change can be a motivator for you, just let me know. You can go to Instagram, Danielle Sachs _, follow me there or send me a private message because I put a lot of inspiration and motivation out there as well. Little videos, quotes, all sorts of things. If you want to follow me on LinkedIn, please do. And if you want to email me, danielle@daniellesachs.com, please feel free because if you want me to continue to inspire you in a certain way, just let me know what it is exactly that you are looking for, and I'll be so happy to help you. Now, I'm going to take a little break, and then we are going to talk together to Elaine Harrison, and you will hear how special this lady is and how much we can talk about.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. I am absolutely pleased to talk today to a very, very special woman. If you ask me, really an expert in all we're going to talk about. Welcome, Elaine Harrison.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for having me on this show. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, when I read your bio. I mean, you are an expert in so many things. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey around stress? Because I just want to see for the audience why you are here talking to me. What in your life has been so stressful, or what happened that today, because you went from stress to authentic success, we can say, or don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm smiling when you use the word expert because I do consider that I have expertise in areas, but you know what? Life is a lesson. And every day I'm learning and growing, and I think that is the way to go. So yes, I did go from stress to authentic success, and I still have stress at times, but I'm just much better at recognizing it and managing it and working through it. So we started talking, Danielle, some time ago, and we talked about my book, Today is the Day You Change Your Life. And it's interesting because one of my emails has, it's quite long, but it has today is the day in it. And whenever I give that particular email address to people, 99% of people go, "Oh, I love that. Today is the day." And I think that's the thing for me. Firstly, I wrote the book for me quite selfishly. I was going through a difficult period in my life. My marriage wasn't going good. I had lost sight of who I was, and what I wanted to be. My career felt like it was in the past, and I
How
couldn't
long
see.
is that ago? Can you just give me a little bit of a
Danielle, I am terrible at dates.
okay.
And I people often say, "Why is that?" And I like to think it's because I live so much in the present. But I mean, we're talking 10, 11 years ago,
Okay.
something like that.
Okay.
And I just felt really stuck. And I'd already worked in publishing and was someone who read a lot of books. So I turned to a lot of books and a lot of those experts out there. But I couldn't find the thing that really was speaking to me to help me. And I thought, there must be other people who feel like this. I'm going to write a book, but I'm going to write it for me. So I'm going to write myself this step-by-step process, and I'm going to look at all the different aspects of my life,
Yes.
work, relationship with self, inner voice, and so on and so on. This book came so quickly to me. I penned it out and had the ideas for it.
Wow.
And that there's another interesting story because I've worked in publishing for over 38 years now. So even at that time, I'd worked in publishing for some considerable time. And I heard myself saying to people many times when they wanted to publish a book that in order to get a traditional publishing deal, you needed to have a literary agent, a publishing agent.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, I've got this great idea for this book. I don't have an agent. But this voice just said in my head, or wherever it came from, this book will be published. And I really, really believed that, which will lead us on to a further conversation, I think, a little down the line about manifesting, though I'd like to find another word for it because I think it should be womanifesting. But anyway. So, I just knew that this, sorry, excuse my cough.
It's
I have a
okay.
little cold. I knew this book was going to be published. So I boldly called up a large publisher and asked to speak to the person I wanted to speak to. Sounded convincing, got put through. The lady I wanted to speak to was actually on maternity leave. So I had a lovely chat with her assistant. And she said, "I know she's going to like this idea. Why don't you send us an email, send the information over, and she'll be back, whatever the date was." So I noted that date and I thought, well, I'm not going to call her the day she's back off maternity leave. I'll give her a little bit of time to settle in. And long story short, she just accepted the book
Wow.
with open arms and took, it was interesting because she said, "We'd had an idea for a book a little bit like this, and we were going to go to one of our established authors to write it." But she actually didn't want to because she wanted to do what we'd suggested differently. She said, "But interestingly, what you're suggesting fits really closely with our vision."
But I can see the word change in the title. Can you tell me a little bit about why did that change needed to be in the title? Because I believe it's an important word for you.
It's a very important word. And I think that, you know, change is a fact of life. Growth and progress are optional. And I think, you know, there's two ways that change can happen. And one is that change happens around us and we have a choice about how we react and adapt to that. The other type of change that I talk about a lot is the change that we can make, you know, and today is the day you change your life. You know, you could almost say this minute is the minute you change your life.
I agree.
And I think that's it, you know, day by day, every day is a new day. Every minute is a new minute. And we are creatures of habit and we need to be creatures of habit. Otherwise, you know, our brains would not cope with all that we have to do in life. But we can get stuck in a rut. You know, I always see it showing my age. It's a bit like, you know, a vinyl record, you know, the needle gets in the groove and that's where it stays, unless it jumps, of course. So yeah, change to me is an important thing because if whatever's happening in your life, if you're not happy with it, you can change it. And if you can't physically change the circumstances, you can change how you feel about it.
I agree.
I have something that I talk to people about called magical mind movies, or which is what you just did. And when the going gets tough, and you don't know what else to do, and you can't think straight, you can't make a decision in that moment, I tell people to have these magical mind movies and to practice them when they're feeling good. So find 2-3 things that just make you feel wonderful. I remember mine at the time of writing the book. One of them was just in a beautiful log cabin. It was snowing outside. My son came running up to me, threw his arms around me and told me he loved me. I mean, that just melts my heart even now. So these are just little movies that you make in your mind. I mean, that's how short it is, you know, and you can just create them, invent them. They can either be things that have happened or just magical movies.
Yes.
Things that make you feel good. And if you practice them at times when you're feeling good, they're almost like little little rescue kits that you can call upon. So when the going gets tough, it's like just go to one of your magical mind movies. And even if it's only for a few seconds, if it just shifts how you're feeling in that moment, it gives you some reprieve and then can allow, even if it only makes you feel better, it's worth it. But it does more than that. You know, it breaks the chain of thinking. It changes your chemistry.
Your state,
yeah.
Yeah, which is very important because all is energy, as you say. It's all about energy, isn't it? So
absolutely.
So is there a process in your book that you follow? Is there something that you can share with the audience? Somebody now listening to this, and you gave that miracle movies. I really like that. But what would be the first step if you would say somebody is stuck, whether it's in their creativity, because that's your specialty, or in any other area, when they are stuck, what to you is, apart from that movie's tip, what to you would be the first big step to take?
Well, I think it always does depend on the individual, obviously. But I think one of the main things, and it sounds so obvious, but is to be really clear about where you are. In other words, where you're starting from. Because change is like taking a journey. You know, it's like getting in your car and going someplace. And you can get in your car and randomly drive, or you can set your sat nav or get your MacBook out and choose a destination. If you really want to get somewhere, you need to know where you're going.
First,
and in order to know where you're going, you need to know where you're at. And so what I sometimes encourage people to do is, without getting depressed about it, is to just get real and do a sort of a bit of a life right now review. And to portion life, you know, into those different portions, you know, so work, relationships, friendships, social, and try and understand what it is that you really want to change. And quite often people are very good at knowing what they don't want and not so clear about knowing what they do want. And I think that's another good starting point. If that's where you're at, just write a big long list of all that you don't want. And I know people say not to focus on the don't wants.
But again, yeah, but it can be a good start, though.
It can be a good start. Mm. You know, my book talks a lot about getting a pen and paper and writing lists. Of course it does. I'm a writer. You know, this is what I do. But there's something very powerful about getting stuff out of your head into a pen and onto a paper.
Mm.
And sometimes even that very act can change things. Because you see them when something's just going round and round and round in your head and you can't quite get hold of it. And it's just nag, 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 nagging. When you actually take it out of yourself and put it onto a piece of paper. And I also say to people, sometimes read it out loud, say it out loud and frame it into a question. Because if you ask a question of yourself, you will get the answer.
Mm.
It may not come immediately. I heard an amazing thing just the other day on an interview. I'm sure it was a Deepak Chopra workshop or something that someone had been on. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. He said to people who didn't know what they wanted to do in their life, and I may be getting this slightly wrong, but to just keep repeating almost like a mantra, what do I want to do?
Mm.
And he did this exercise. I'm sure it was him. For an hour, people would sit in a sort of meditative state and just keep asking the question, what do I want to do? What do I want to do? What do I really want to do? What do I want to do? And the lady that was describing this, she said the answer didn't come within that hour, but within the next couple of days, she suddenly got this overwhelming feeling of what she wanted to do. And this is another thing that I say to people. It's like, if you look at where you are now, and then you look at where you want to be, if you know where that is, there's a gap. You know, I'm waving my hands around. The listeners can't see this. So there's a gap. Here's where you are. There's where you want to be. The pain is within that gap. So what we're looking at is closing that gap. And I used to do an exercise when I used to run leadership courses. And I used to say to people, what do you really want? And people would say stuff like, you know, a bigger house.
Yeah, your car.
Another car, a yacht, a holiday home. All lovely, all lovely. So I'd write all these things down and then I'd say to them, let's take the bigger house as an example. Okay, so if you get that bigger house, what will that give you?
Mm.
And they say, well, you know, a sense of security. I'd feel really like secure if I had that bigger house. And okay, so if you had a sense of security, what would that give you? Well, if I had a sense of security, I guess I'd feel safe in the world, for instance. So then I'd ask again, so if you felt safe in the world, what would that give you? And you keep asking, and I guarantee you that everyone would get to one of two responses, which was happiness or feeling at peace.
Yes.
And of course, you know, I'm sure you've, you know, heard similar before. And then, of course, you know, I'd say to the person, well, can you feel happy now? Or can you feel peaceful now? And sometimes people will say, well, no, because they are just too stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'd say, well, can you imagine feeling happy now? Can you imagine what it might be like? Can you think of someone who oozes happiness?
Mm.
You know, can you pretend to be them? And just play with it. And you'd see their facial features change and their breathing changing.
I love it because I had an interview with a lady that has all to do with joy, how joy is our core. And it's one of those things that we forget. We are so in this. That's a little bit of what you are saying. We are so looking, and that's what I call, you know, authentic success is looking at the outside. Success is not going to give you what you actually really truly want or desire. It's only, you know, so it was so beautiful when she explained how joy is actually, and you are saying that as well, go in the moment, because what you need to feel joy now. Isn't that, I mean, that's the question, isn't it?
It is, and it's beautiful. And so many people are striving to get more stuff. And it's been said many times before, and we know in our hearts that the more stuff does not necessarily make us happy. Of course it's lovely. you know, of course it's lovely to have a nice house or a comfortable car or whatever that is, but we also all know people who have lots of stuff and they aren't happy, and there are people who have very little stuff and are happy. It really is an inside job.
Yes, it is.
And you know, I would say to people, like, if you can feel that happiness or that peace or whatever it is that you want more of in your life, in fact, that is a key. You know, if somebody, for instance, said to me, I want to, you know, I'm looking for a relationship, I want love in my life, then not as quickly as this, but I would talk through with them, and my key point would be, can you feel love? You know, can you love yourself? How do you express your love? Can you bring love into your life right now? And I always say, you know, give what it is that you want to get.
That is the secret.
Yeah. And
Or
it's
give it
interesting
first to
you.
yourself as well.
Oh,
Hey,
yes, of course.
Elaine, it's often, we certainly highly sensitive people like me who have been giving and pleasing and trying to help others and give to others, overgive. First give, without sacrificing yourself. Give from a place for from a full cup, as Oprah Winfrey always says. So
Yeah.
do you agree?
I do agree. And yeah, I think there is that balance, isn't there? Because I think, you know, and I think male listeners will understand this too. As women, we are givers. I mean, we are created to give. You know, we have a womb. We're created to birth, and to nurture. And I think the people pleasing that you mentioned is an interesting one, because I think it's very easy for women to fall into that. I heard Gabor Mate, am I saying his name correctly? Speak the other day about how more women suffer with autoimmune diseases than men. And he was saying that this is about the give, the people pleasing, the
I
overgiving.
agree.
And I think, so when I say, if you want love, give love, yes, it has to be to yourself. And you know, you talk about authenticity, which I love. And really, if you're just giving it outwardsly and not inwardly, not being authentic.
True.
I many years ago started a company where we put together management teams and CEOs with horses at liberty,
Oh, I love
with
that.
horses. So no reins and saddles, you know. I could have a long conversation about horses and how anyone can possibly make a horse do anything, but it's not very beautiful if it's, you know, forced. Horses are incredibly beautiful feedback machines. They're much more than feedback machines, but horses demand congruence and authenticity. And if you're not being congruent and authentic with a horse at liberty, it's not going to listen to you.
I
And
agree.
they give amazing feedback. So we would work with metaphor, and we'd ask the person with whatever they're working on to imagine the horse. It could be end up being a team member, a boss, a situation at work, even sometimes it'd be someone back at home. And then we'd say, so you know, you've told us about this issue, for instance, you're having with your team at work that don't listen to you, and you've agreed that the horse is going to represent your team. What would you want the horse to do that would illustrate that they were listening to you? And they'd say, you know, we'd have like maybe some poles on the floor and things around. And they'd say, well, you know, if I could get them to walk over that pole, or if I could get them to follow me from one end of this arena to the other, that would signify that they're listening to me. And then our job was really to just back off and let them do it. We'd intervene if we thought they were putting themselves in danger or upsetting the horse in any way. People had to dig really deep. And it was fascinating to watch, because as long as these people kept pretending to be someone they weren't, which is, of course, what they were doing at work, the horse wouldn't listen. In
The
fact,
horse.
sometimes the horse would just turn and walk to the opposite end of the arena and face away from them. And
So
you'd see
fascinating, eh?
frustration come up. But it was only when they started to be fully, truly themselves and stop pretending and dig deep, because we've all got
Of
reserves
course.
of so many beautiful superpowers, and then magic things would happen. I mean, unbelievably magic things. The horse that was at the other end of the room would suddenly prick its ears and turn around and look at this person and walk up to them and nuzzle them and follow them. You know, and sometimes people couldn't express in words what had happened, but they captured it internally, and that's the thing. You know, our body is expressing our subconscious.
I so love that you illustrate that because I don't think I've ever shared it with anyone listening now, but I lost my little brother at 5 and a half. That's in my story. But what happened is I started horse riding just after that. And looking back at it, I think it's the horse riding because there was no, at that moment, I mean, Elaine, you and I, we know it's about 56, 57 years ago when I lost my little brother. There was no guidance afterwards, no mourning afterwards, admitted at school or at home, or, you know, I could only feel the pain of the people around me and the pain within myself. But for the rest, I mean, so it was so beautiful that I could start horse riding. And I am sure today that that horse riding was one of my treat, you know, therapies. You know, it helped me, not completely, but I was lucky to have those animals to, you know what I'm saying, to have that feeling and to guide and to be guided and to have that almost daily, because I think I went 3 or 4 times a week. So I'm so happy you say that because horses can really mean a lot. They give us a huge mirror, hey?
Absolutely. And I mean, horses are used in therapy so much now. They weren't then.
Mm.
But if you and the listener look up heart math,
Yes.
explore heart math and the do you call it the electromagnetic field that's
Yes.
around the heart?
Yes.
Well, it's proven that the electromagnetic field, if that's the correct term, around a horse's heart is far bigger in proportion to any
To
other
any other.
creature. And that's why even just being, in their orbit
Wow.
does
Can we
have a healing
go on
effect.
to the, because I know you, and I want you to talk about this because I don't often talk about it in the show around the manifesting. So what you were saying earlier about I create, I manifest through what? Through visualization, through my energy, through my thoughts, through my, can you just explain a little bit what is manifesting to you?
Sure, absolutely. And I think manifesting and change go hand in hand. And so, there's a huge industry out there around manifesting and, some successful movies and so on. And I think some of them have been a little misleading because people think that they can just kind of sit at home and imagine what they want and someone's going to come knocking on their door and give it to them. And actually, to be fair, miracles like that can occur. But to me, manifesting is about taking full responsibility for your life. And that means taking
Beautiful.
full responsibility for what's happening right now, right here, and in the past, if you're attached to stuff that's happened in the past. Taking full responsibility and going, I created this. Now, I know some people will go, oh, no, because terrible things happen, and terrible things happen. But by and large, if you take full responsibility, it's every decision you've made, every choice you've made that has led you to where you are at today. So if you're in a relationship that's not working, it's choices you've made along the way
Of course.
taken that to where it is today. If you're in a career or a job that's not working for you, or not in a career or a job, then it's choices and decisions along the way that have led you to that place. And when
Which
you
is
can
okay.
see,
Which is okay.
it
It's the
is okay.
acceptance first. That's, yeah,
It
I
is.
agree.
And though some people may go, oh, that's awful, having to take responsibility for this, if you can truly own it, then you recognize that you can change it. And this is where manifesting comes in. So if you truly own what's happening in your life and where you're at and the fact that you created this, then you're like, whoa, if I created this, however good or awful or anywhere in between that it is, what can I do next?
Yes.
And for me, manifesting, which is when I wrote today, The Day You Change Your Life, it was never intended to be a book about manifesting, but a lot of people read it that way, which led me on down the years
I
to
can imagine.
doing a whole TV show about manifesting. But so manifesting to me is like it's about getting clear what you want. Clarity is key. What you want, and it's and again going back to what we said earlier, it's not just what you want physically, materially, but it's how do you want to feel in your life? When you get up in the morning, what's that? What feeling do you want to have when you sort of hopefully spring out of bed going, yay, here we go, another new day? And getting, and to me, it's a feelings first universe. So yes, vision boards, visioning, all those things are useful. But to me, it's about feel how you want to feel in life. And we are vibrational beings. We live in a vibrational world. You know, science recognizes this. And
finally,
if you are vibrating how you want to vibrate, you are going to attract like attracts like.
And it's not a woo-woo thing, Elaine.
No,
I found
it's absolutely
we
not.
Need to start looking at it from a scientific point of view, because still people think, oh, woo-woo. No, all is energy. And we all know that likes attracts likes and all that kind of thing. So I really, really agree on that. But how would you say, so the first step is to take full responsibility for the situation as it is now up until today. And what is then the next step to you to manifest?
Yeah, get clear about where you are and take responsibility for it. Because sometimes when life feels not great, sometimes people are just not clear about what that really means. They just know it doesn't feel right, but they're not really being honest about what's actually happening and which bits are not working. So get clear on what life is like right now and take full responsibility for it. And then once you've done that, you do need to, you know, set your vision to the future, set your sat nav and get an idea of where you want to be. A lot of people don't know where they want to be, and this is where they go, this is where they get stuck. Like, I know everything I don't want, but what do I do want? And so, you know, one way is to, write down all the things you don't want and then write them on one side of a piece of paper. And then on the other side of the piece of paper, turn that around. So if you don't want
conflict or something, then
if you don't want to feel unfit and tired all the time, what do you want? I want to feel fit and energized. So there you go. You've got a little goal, if you want to call it a goal. So, you know, sometimes it's about turning those don't wants into do wants. But whatever it is that you set your sights on, then it's about taking daily steps towards it.
Daily practice.
Chunking it down. And I mean, I've had miraculous things happen in my life that have defied the odds, and the Magical Mind movies I spoke about earlier, I do use them in a manifesting way as well, because if you truly go into a little mind movie and imagine being in the situation that you want to be in, or being in the place you want to be in, and see it, feel it, smell it, touch it, bring it alive with every sense that you have, then magic absolutely does happen. But it's, you know, it isn't just about sitting there and imagining it. It's about then taking those intuitive nudges that you get, those little feelings where you go, why am I suddenly drawn to reading that book? Or why do I suddenly want to drive to visit that town or call that person?
So time is flying. So Elaine, I'm curious to hear what you're going to answer, how you're going to answer this question. Is there a statement, a quote, something that you live by today that you could share with anyone listening that has inspired you or could inspire other, whatever quote or statement it is?
You know, one of my favorites, and forgive me because I'm not sure who said it, but I use this quite a lot, is, as I say to people, 1 year from now, what would you wish you had started today?
Oh, I love that one. 1 year from now, what would you have wished to start today? Oh, I love that. That fits in with everything we talked about. So I can imagine
it really
that it's
does.
One statement in your life that you live by, because that's what we've been talking about.
It really does. And, you know, those starts can be really small. You know, I recently rejoined the gym with my son, because he goes to the gym, and he changed gym, and the one he's going to now, he needs driving to. He's not driving yet. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not just going to drive you and drop you off. I'm going to come and join. And it's something I've been wanting to do. And, you know, small changes.
Yes.
You know, going to the gym and starting to lift some small weights, the changes are beginning to happen in my body. Mm. And it's the same in life. You know, I wasn't going to walk in there and go lift some massive heavy weights straight away, but you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I agree. And I always say this, it's a double one. It's being strict enough and disciplined enough to then take the action and daily practice and do it, but also be mild enough, not judging yourself again for if it doesn't work. You know, is that for you also? Is there mildness in that process for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we're coming to the end of the year, yeah. And people will start talking soon about New Year's resolutions. So what do people do? They look at all that's wrong in their life and they write resolutions to make it all right. And they overwhelm themselves, mm. You know. And,
I agree. And too people, much, too many big
yeah,
steps.
It's too, way too much. And mm. And it sends the
too
brain
much expectations.
Into overwhelm.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you go into overwhelm, you're just not going to achieve any of that. So absolutely, go gently.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this. And I said in the beginning that you are an expert, and I still am more than ever so convinced that there's so much we can talk about, Elaine. So maybe I can have you back in maybe in a year's time from now. It would be interesting to see in a year from now, let's end with that, where, you know, we can talk about that, what life has given to us in a year from now. Would that be
That'd
a good
be
idea?
I would love to do that.
Okay.
And it's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'll come back just now to the audience.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you for coming back. And did you enjoy this conversation? Because you can feel how authentic Elaine Harrison is. She can talk about so many things. And I love the title of her book, Today is the Day You Change Your Life. I think we talked a lot about change, as change is a fact, and it is your choice and your decision to act upon it and to make it real. So we talked about a lot of things around how to get unstuck, how to change your life. And one of the things that I take away from this conversation is that it is important to take full responsibility for your life, to own it first, to get real, to look honestly in the mirror. And that is actually my the responsibility is a first step in my work, and the honesty and looking in the honesty mirror is the second step. So I was so pleased. Elaine and I, we have so many things in common, how we approach life, how we coach people. So I really love this lady's total life experience, life message. So it is indeed important to get out of your head, put it on paper, get real with yourself, have a little life review, as she calls it. And so go and see, own your life as it is now, and go into where you want to go. Most people, we know that, they all know what they don't want. Oh, Danielle, I don't want to have that stress anymore, that conflict. I don't want to feel depleted anymore. All these things. But we don't know what we do want. And so that, again, was confirmed by Elaine. Now, it's all about the practice, the small steps, installing little habits. That's what she was saying to us. And I so agree. And I do believe that in her approach, it is indeed important to get into that manifesting thing. And after the interview, I just talked about her while there was a little break. And she was saying, talking about the manifesting, that it could be women festing. I find that so interesting because manifesting has the word man in it. And we don't want to force it. Elaine and I talked about it. It's not a male energy that we need. We also need the surrendering and the receiving and the letting go of what is for the moment. So it's all about that. So I really, really loved this conversation. And if you want to get a few more exercises out of it, go back and listen in on demand again. Don't forget to be mild with yourself. And I'm going to really make a point in the agenda by the end of 2024. It would be interesting to lift the quote that she mentioned to us a year from now. What would you wish that you had started today? I really want to end with that because we all make, as she said, end of the year resolutions. But what is preventing you to start right now, here and now, today? And we talked about the feelings. How do you want to feel? Start feeling joy, any positive, powerful feeling. Start feeling it now. What is preventing you to go into that feeling? So there's a 4F that I talk about often, and I'm not sure that I talked about it in this radio show a lot, but you can see it in my articles and everything that I do and in my message. It's the 4 Fs. It's to feel free, fulfilled, and fully alive. I repeat, I want you this week, starting off today, to feel free, fulfilled, and fully alive. Now, isn't that a beautiful wish? I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.